Welcome to our guest today, in-house and online. We love you. We're so thankful that you're here. Thanks for clicking and attending today. Father, we love you. We thank you so much, God, for your presence and your power in this house. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, what you're going to do, Lord. Thank you for meeting every need, for restoring joy, making a difference in our lives, in us, and through us, by the power of the living God, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, and by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being so, so good. How many know he's good? God bless you today. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. This morning, on this Happy New Year day, Happy New Year, everybody. There are three important things for me to take a few minutes and talk about today. I thought, 2 weeks, what about that day, New Year's Day, and what kind of message do I want to preach that day to encourage everybody? The truth is, we just have some important items in the life of the church that I want to take a few moments today and make sure that we have instruction and teaching and encouragement toward those items for the new year. One is our upcoming new life group season. The other thing is our dedicated time of fasting and prayer that's coming starting this week. And then three is our renewed vision. Everybody say vision. Come on. Our vision for 2024, for you, for your family, and for the church. Listen to me. I'm believing God to give you, your family, and the church a year that is going to be characterized by something unique, characterized by the accomplishment of unforgettable things. Let me say that one more time. I'm believing God to define this new year for us by the accomplishment of unforgettable things. Not just me and my family, but you and your family and collectively as a body. See, along with your New Year's resolutions, which may or may not come to pass, and depending on just how resolved you really are. Have you noticed that maybe you've discovered this, that your New Year's resolutions that you make usually just reveal that you weren't quite as resolved as you thought you were? Anybody know what I'm talking about? How long do yours last? But along with those resolutions, I want to urge all of us to make a commitment this morning to engage God's processes of growth and blessings that are outlined in his word this year. It's a big deal. Really beginning today to exercise our faith and get into a heightened level of expectation about what God is going to do in this new year. I have a great expectation of what God's going to do. Amen, everybody. First thing I want to spend a moment encouraging us toward is our new life group season, guys. And so it's going to take a few moments. This is coming right around the corner. It's very important that we all are equipped and ready and informed about this. We are committed to emphasize growth through discipleship and relationships because this was part of the pattern and the discipleship model set forth by the New Testament church. Okay, and we see, as we look in the scripture in the book of Acts, one thing that we notice is how God blessed their efforts when they built relationships and exercised their faith right alongside one another in the life of the church. So let's read this little scripture together right here on your screen. It's from Acts chapter 2, 42, then 46 and 47. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And then jump to 46. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. Okay? Look what happens now in verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And look what the Lord did. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Everybody say daily. Come on. Daily. So this is one of the reasons why we are committed to experience discipleship through the context of relationships and groups in the life of the church. So here's just a few things that you need to know. You can join a group next Sunday, January the 7th. That's going to be our Connect Day. All right, next Sunday, come ready and eager to join a new group. New groups will begin the following Wednesday, January the 10th. And so you can still lead a life group this coming semester. So there are a lot of people who are already accustomed to leading life groups. And so You can still lead a life group. Life group leader training is this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. All right, and so if you'd like to lead a life group, you can still do that. Just come Tuesday night over to the Ministry Center at 6:30 p.m. and get involved in life group season, okay? Very, very important that everybody gets involved in a life group. We do this. It's very intentional for us. It helps us in a lot of different ways and helps us to grow individually and corporately as a body. So make sure that you get plugged into life groups, okay? Now, the second thing I want to encourage us toward as we kick off this new year is our dedicated time of prayer and fasting, okay? So this is something that we engage in every year, and it looks a little different each time. So last year, we focused on a 10-day prayer and fast together. This year, we're going to go back to a more traditional format by participating in a 21-day time of prayer and fasting. So beginning this coming week, each morning, you'll be able to start your day by clicking on the church's social media and watching a short devotion to help you get your day started with your prayer and fasting efforts. And I'm looking forward to that this week. I'm very excited about that. And commendations to Lucas and the media team for putting that together and everyone who's volunteered to come alongside and record one of those devotions to encourage the church. Okay, and so here are a few things we need to know as we share this time together, time of prayer and fasting. All right, look closely. Our fasting begins this Wednesday, January the 3rd, and it ends on Tuesday, January the 23rd. All right, now if you would like to have some guidelines or you have questions about the format of fasting, I just created this little handout bulletin for all of us. I hope that you got one of these as you came inside today. It's just a fasting guide. It's a handout. It's just going to answer some basic questions about fasting and biblical principles around fasting. It's not a big Bible study or a big theological, in-depth, exegetical study. It's just something to answer some simple questions for those who aren't familiar with fasting. And I did include a calendar and some prayer targets for us to kind of do a checklist on our days of fasting. All right. And so Jesus explained it this way in a very unique way. And he answered the question. We'll spend a few minutes about fasting for just a moment. He answered the question, why do we fast? All right, and so I want you to read this as we read along together. We're going to answer this question, why do we fast? It's in Matthew chapter 6, 16 through 18. Closely what the Lord said. He said, moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. All right, did you notice a few things about the Lord's teaching here? I just want to give you just three concepts about fasting from the Lord's teaching here as we answer why do we fast. Notice that Jesus said, when you fast. And that's number one. Jesus instructed his followers to exercise this discipline of prayer and fasting. He said, when you do it. Notice that the Lord didn't say if you do it. He said, when you fast. Twice in this paragraph, he addressed his followers and said, when you fast. In other words, church, fasting is an expectation for believers. See, the Lord, he knew the benefits of spending dedicated time with the Father. And he taught us something very, very special. He taught us that we need to make sure that we make this time of prayer and fasting personal, that we make it spiritual. Never make it just a religious act of self-righteousness so that other people will be impressed by your spirituality. It's not about what other people think. It's about God. It's about you and God. He meant that there's a spiritual purpose to setting aside this time to deny our flesh and practice God's presence, to rely on the presence of the Lord and the power of God in our life. And when you do this, church, beginning this week, I mean, I'm really hoping that everybody will make up your mind to get involved and to engage the fasting effort in some way this coming month. in this new year. I can't think of a better way to start the blessings of the new year than to pray and fast. See, according to Jesus, this was a spiritual discipline that his followers understood would be a part of their worship and their development as disciples. It's not supposed to be optional. This is something that I've been working on for years. I need to fast more often. How about you? But Jesus said, when you fast. And church, when you do, you can expect spiritual change when you turn to the Lord with a fast that pleases him. Okay? So look closely at number two, fasting, which answering why we fast for a moment. Fasting cultivates our much-needed intimacy with God. That's what it does in our life. Notice that Jesus said that when you fast, you enter a secret place where the Father is. Everybody say secret place. When you fast, there's going to be a secret place with the Father that opens up. And Jesus described it like this. He said, the Father is going to meet you in that secret place, and he's going to see you there. See, according to the book of Joel, chapter number 2, this is the position and place of devotion for us where we do something special, where we return to the Lord. That scripture says, with all of our hearts, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and with this action of fasting, he said in Joel chapter 2, to rend our hearts and not just our garments. That means to tear your heart, not just your clothing, but return to the Lord. For he is gracious and he is merciful. He's slow to anger and full of kindness. Verse 14 of that scripture says that when we do this, he will leave a blessing behind him. Come on, somebody. Don't you want to be blessed this year? God is interested in your heart more than anything else. And in fasting, we set our minds and we set our will apart from all the distractions and all the burdens of the world, and we return those things back to God where they belong. It's been a long year. And here at the beginning of the year, God would have us to reset, to refashion, to reboot, to return to making sure that we start fresh on fire with him. Return these things back to where it belongs, in the secret place of God's presence. Once again, everybody say secret place. It's where God wants to meet you. Once I was asked, why is it called a secret place? And I thought about it for a long time. And I thought, the best way I can describe your secret place with the Lord is simply this. It's a secret between you and him. Because nobody else is welcome there. It's a place preserved for only you and God. My prayer for all of us over the next few weeks is that we'll learn to hunger to experience him in the context of that secret place where we can experience the love, the passion, the presence of God, renewed and fresh all over again. How many know alongside me today, we need the presence of God? Amen. And finally, number three, fasting brings the Father's rewards into your life. I want y'all to say that outside with me. Ready? One, two, three. Fasting brings the Father's rewards into your life. That's what Jesus said. He described a fast that was personal and it was intimate. And he said that when this is how you fast, God is going to do something amazing. He's going to reward you for just wanting to be with him. Think about that for a moment. And according to the Lord, this reward is going to be an open reward. In other words, when people want to appear outwardly that they're more spiritual than they really are, Jesus said they already have what they're going to get. But church, when you handle your walk with God personally and passionately and secretly and intimately, those people, they might not see all that you have going on the inside, but according to Jesus, they're going to see how God blesses you on the outside. This is one of my serious prayers from my personal time of fasting in this season. That me and my family, that you and your family and our collective church family will get serious enough about connecting with the presence of God that his promises of an open reward will start to manifest in all of our lives. How many want that alongside me? Come on, in the new year. It's time. Sometimes people have a problem with believing God and expecting God to bless them. And I used to be that way, church. But I want us to be reminded today that God wants to bless your life. He wants to bless you, guys. He wants to bless your family. He wants to bless your church. And it's because we have big dreams to fulfill for God. And Scripture even says that we can't even please Him unless we know that He wants to bless us. Look with me in Hebrews 11 and 6. Here's what the Bible says. Please get a hold of it today. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe first that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Oh, I'm just going to pull it out of us today and let you know that if you'll learn to return to the Lord over the next few weeks and begin to diligently seek after God, diligently seek what He wants for your life, and diligently and consistently, fervently and passionately seek the presence of God, He'll reward your life. He'll reward you with exactly what you need, exactly when you need it. And that really brings me to the very last thing that I want to say today as we begin this new year. It's very important. Let your new year be defined by a God-sized vision and big dreams for God and for your family. How many got a dream for God? We're going to do battle against this. I'm going to talk about this and preaching messages with this theme for a few weeks, because we're going to start this year in a fresh new level of faith, where those of us who've been through things to the point where it's hard to believe that God wants to do something great through you, we're going to rebuke and destroy that mindset and get over into the mindset that, yes, God does want to use you. Yes, God does want to bless you. He wants to develop you. He wants to develop your life, your gifts, your ministry. It's not just for somebody else. God wants you to be dreaming big for Him and for your family. Can y'all receive that today, guys? Let your new year be defined by a God-sized vision and big dreams for God and for your family. I want you to look into the eyes of this fella right here for just a moment. Look at this picture, guys. I want you to just look him right in the eyes. I've always been intrigued by an eagle. Look at those eyes. Those are deliberate eyes, man. Every time I look at the face of a bald eagle, the word that really comes to my heart in my life is the word authority. Everybody say authority. This is the look of a creature that says, you know what, you can try to stop me, but I'm eventually going to get what I want. I watched a video about eagles the other day, and one of the eagles in the video was flying around a river, and there was a fisherman down below, and the fisherman hooked a salmon. And as he was pulling in the salmon, he got it about this far from the boat, and the eagle swooped in, grabbed the salmon in his talons, took off flying, broke the guy's line, and stole his salmon right out of him. The same video had an eagle, and that eagle was going to eat a mountain goat. And I thought, how in the world is this eagle going to eat a mountain goat? And the video showed the eagle was so strong and deliberate that the eagle swooped down, found the goat on the side of the mountain, picked the goat up by the nape of the neck, took it way up into the sky, dropped the mountain goat, swooped back down as fast as it could. Goat wasn't quite gone yet. Picked it back up again and dropped it again till it died, and then went down there and ate the mountain goat. Come on. Tenacity. In prayer over the last few weeks, just leading into this new year, on a happy new year here, this New Year's Eve, I'll tell you this. I'm going to give you permission today by the power of the living God in the name of Jesus If you have been feeling weak, if you have been feeling beaten up, if you've been feeling dragged through the world and through your life, I'm going to tell you right now, release your cares unto the Lord and trust him for power by the Spirit of God. It is all right for you to approach your life and to make plans and to make resolutions and to set goals with real tenacity. Because God will do more than meet you halfway. If you will give him your heart and return to him and trust him, God will finally let you achieve and accomplish things that are unforgettable things in this new year. Come on, if you receive it right now, say a good amen. For those of you starting new endeavors, for those of you moving to the area, for those of you starting new jobs, new ministries, for those of you who've been sitting on the sidelines for far too long, expecting and hoping somebody else does the thing that's on your heart, I'm telling you this morning, in the name of Jesus, it's not time for you to dream somebody else's dreams anymore. In the new year, it's time for you to rise up in great faith and say yes to the things of God and the big dream that God has for you and stop looking to somebody else to do the thing that God has laid on your heart. Stand up in great faith and say yes and have the courage and do the thing that God has blessed you and anointed you to do in the name of Jesus. Anybody receive it this morning? My prayer for you in this new year is directly tied to this eagle because of this scripture right here. And here it is. And you guys know this. Isaiah 40:31. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on, who received it today? This scripture is how I envision God with all of us in this new year. For a lot of you, there's been a prolonged time of waiting, but I believe with all of my heart, this year is going to be a year that is a mounting up and soaring kind of year. It's going to be a year where you finally permit yourself to start to realize some of the big dreams for God and start to accomplish unforgettable things with your life. Hear me out. Some of you are about to experience, finally, the great faith and the courage that you have been needing to take those next steps and set out to accomplish some things when you once thought that that opportunity had left you behind. Somebody needs to receive it this morning. It's going to be a great year. But it's not going to be a great year because you just sit around and hope that it happens. It's going to be a great year because you give your dreams and give your goals to God, and then you set out in faith and begin to work. Finally have the courage to put your hands and feet in action and do the great things and allow yourself and permit yourself to get busy and do the wonderful things that God would have you to do. Trust me, I'm looking back over 2023 and knowing, you know what? We accomplished an awful lot. We also had a lot of missed opportunities in my life, in my family, even in the life of the church. But I can promise you this. In 2024, I don't know that it's going to be a mounting up kind of year for everybody, but I believe this with all of my heart. If you will combine your faith with your works and trust God and believe him to bless you with the life and the courage and the giftings and develop your giftings, God will allow you to mount up and soar in a brand new way this year. Last week, I was also inspired by a quote that I read from one of the great leaders of our generation. Maybe you've heard of him. It's this guy right here. Don't get more excited about Coach Saban than you do Jesus. That's all I'm saying. Don't get too excited about Coach than Jesus. Amen, everybody. Come on. Here's what he said. He said, "Know what you want to accomplish and focus on the process rather than the outcome. Your dreams and success are found in the work that you've been avoiding." How about that? And it motivated me to think about the fact that, you know what? It's time to say yes to God and believe God for special things. It's time to say yes to the Lord. Some of you have been holding on for your family for so long that the enemy has beat you down and convinced you for so long that you're not going to be blessed, that he or she is not going to be born again, that the great thing that you've always dreamt of accomplishing for God or for your family, it's just going to be for somebody else to do or it's not going to get done. Let me tell you something. You need to rebuke that lie. You need to rebuke that lie and get over in faith in the new year. Say, you know what? I've got a vision from God. And I'm going to function with high levels of faith and courage and believe God to bless me like I've never been blessed before. I trust the Lord. I know a couple of things. Hebrews 11:6 is all I got to do to please him is know that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So I'm going to challenge us right now. Set your faith and set your mind and your commitments right now in a way that diligently seeks after the things of God more fervently than you ever have before. It's going to cause you to stir some things up on the inside. Can y'all say a good amen? Amen. Paul wrote this to Timothy. Just kind of want to leave you with this morning. We're going to pray. I've asked the staff to come in just a moment. We're going to pray over the staff and believe God together for an amazing ministry in the life of the church together. Amen, everybody, in the new year. He said, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, of a sound mind. I'll focus on that scripture for just a second. He says, stir it up. Somebody say, stir it up. Stir up the gift of God. Stir up the gift of God. Stir up the dormant thing that God would have you operate in the new year and believe God to use you in mighty ways. Can y'all say a good amen right there, guys? Come on. Happy New Year, everybody. Listen, let me tell you what I'm believing about you and your family. As we begin to fast and pray and seek the Lord, ask God to touch your life and to bless you. I'm asking God this month to begin to expand our attitude, expand our mindset, our willingness to do hard things. Because let me tell you this, guys. Comfort and complacency are dream killers. Let me say that just one more time. Comfort and complacency are dream killers. And if you've been discouraged, if you've been disillusioned, downtrodden, wondering if it's ever going to happen for you, I can tell you right now, yeah, it's going to happen for you. I went to seminary with a lot of people. I went to seminary with a lot of good men and women who thought they would end up pastoring churches, thinking that, well, because I'm gifted and because I have knowledge and because I have this accomplishment, then ministry and opportunity is going to fall into my lap. Let me tell you something. It don't matter about your education. It doesn't matter how much money you have, who you know. What matters is the gift that God put in you. And nothing's just going to fall into your lap. Because I can tell you, all those precious, wonderful people that thought that fancy education was going to cause something just to drop in their lap, I can show them a different kind of education. Showing up 10 years, cleaning the toilets every week. Cutting the grass at the church when nobody else will do it. Years saying yes to the church and no to your family. Years working and believing. Enemy comes against you, you just rebuke him and keep on working and believing. Anybody know what I'm talking about today, guys? Serving and working and believing and refusing to take an easy ride. Let me tell you something. God is going to bless your life. But you might just have to quit waiting and start flying. Come on now. Stop waiting on prayer and hard work. Because let me tell you this, I'm going to end right here. We're going to pray, believe God for a great thing over our staff and the ministries of the church together. It takes hard work. If you want to have an unforgettable year and accomplish unforgettable things in the life of your business, your family, your church, your ministry, make up your mind right now. Young people, listen to me, guys. I'm telling you something. Please get this in your spirit right now. Young men and women, a lot of you sitting right through here. Determine right now that you want to do hard things. Don't make up your mind that you're going to avoid something just because it's hard. The easiest thing that the enemy and sometimes even your flesh will want you to do is make a premature change, to throw something down, to go do this and go do something easier, what you perceive to be more efficient. Let me tell you something. It takes hard things to get great things. You have to do the hard stuff to get to the great stuff. Who knows what I'm talking about today, guys? People who want an easy route, God's going to bless you. It's going to be a wonderful year because your faith and your works are going to collide in a way where God says, wow, I'm noticing something right down there in that family in his life. Let's pray right now. I'm believing this for our church staff today. Let me invite the church staff to come up to the platform, guys. Come on, guys. Come bring your spouse with you, guys, and we're just going to stand together and believe God. We've got the world's best church staff. Amen, everybody. Come on, y'all make them feel welcome as they come. So proud of these guys. They do an amazing job with everything that they do. Y'all stand with me, guys. I'm going to speak over them, and we're going to pray over them and believe God together. Let me tell you guys something. I'm asking y'all to believe with me today. We are. For the greatest year any of us have ever had in the life of the ministry. Can y'all believe that, guys? The greatest year any of us have ever had in the life of the ministry. Unforgettable accomplishments. Things that we'll look back on and say, wow, God did an amazing work. Because the ministries of this church, no matter what it is, the high profile positions, the behind the scenes positions, and everywhere in between, the ministries of this church are meant by God to impact this world. Y'all hear me, guys? I'm talking about the world. And I'm believing with all my heart, we are, that this year you're going to be blessed with greater vision, greater sense of purpose. We're going to be blessed with a greater sense of cooperation, collaboration, teamwork, love of the people, dedication to the things of God. Renewed dreams, new dreams, a belief in possibilities that circumstances cannot curtail. Anointed levels of creativity, joyful communication, effective, efficient communication protocols. Steps that are ordered by the Lord in everything that we do. Because it's going to be a year of unforgettable things. Can y'all believe it? Who believes it on the platform, guys? Come on, who believes it? If you thought your ministry was dying out, it's going to get resurrected. Come on, somebody. If you thought it was going to be up to somebody else, no. God's going to renew it in you, and you're going to do something remarkable, unforgettable, and can I keep going, guys? By the end of this year, people are going to be coming here to find out how it is you're doing it. I didn't hear get enough amens out here. Come on, somebody. They're going to be coming here wanting to know what in the world is going on. And you're going to experience more fulfillment and satisfaction in your service to God than you've ever experienced in your life. I receive it over us. Come on. You guys receive that right now? Y'all stretch your hands toward the church staff right now. Begin to pray for them. Father, right now in Jesus' name, I pray, oh God, that this year is a year of unforgettable things. God, I pray right now, Lord Jesus, that you begin to increase spiritual power. God, give every staff member words. Words, God. Words of hope. Words of wisdom, words of encouragement, words of enlightenment, God, words of prophecy, leadership like they've never experienced, influence, not just around here. God, I pray for influence for this church staff right now. Opportunity, Lord, to impact, creativity, that extends far beyond Baldwin County. Vision that stirs them, that causes us all, God, to have the courage and the faith to step out every day knowing, Lord, that unless we rely upon you, the size of this thing can't get done, Lord. I thank you for doing it, Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, we love you and thank you, God. Jesus, 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 we thank you for blessing them, God. We thank you, Father. Lord, we pray together. Can y'all lift your voices a little bit, guys? Come on, pray. We pray together on this New Year's Eve, that in this new year, Lord, we pray and ask you for supernatural and divine resources to fund and accomplish every unforgettable thing, every unforgettable dream that you will birth from the leadership on this platform. God, I pray that you funnel your resources to these leaders, God, and we will function with the highest levels of integrity, transparency, stewardship, God. God, over the congregation today, every man, woman, and child, Lord, I pray right now. God, I pray right now in Jesus' name. You resurrect broken dreams right now. Lord, I pray that you flood this house with vision. Lord, I pray right now. Use these wonderful people of God to leave your mark everywhere they go in the new year. Because we trust you, we love you, we know what your word says, God. I pray your blessing upon him. In Jesus' name we pray together. All the great visionaries say a good amen. Anybody receive it today? Come on, if you receive it, if you've been edified today, give him a praise. Give God a great praise.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin here, and thank you so much for joining with us in worship today, and I hope that you've been blessed, and I hope that something from the service really spoke to you. If you have anything going on inside, that anything you want to report, if you feel like you want to be saved, if you need something to pray about, go down to the comment section, just leave a comment. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. Again, thank you so much for joining with us in worship today. I hope you have a great week.